Pleasant.
Hi, Clint. How are you?
Hi, Gully. I'm fine. I hope you're settled down a little bit.
Well, I'm getting settled. How are you getting along?
All right. It took all that campaign to really do a job in many states, so did it?
Well, we went a lot of places. Your state was mighty good.
It came out fine.
I got you wonderful water.
Yeah, it's Mr. President, two things I'd like to talk to you about. First of all, I know that you're still lacking an Undersecretary of Interior. I merely wanted to mention to you John Kelly's name, who's now an Assistant Secretary. The only objection to him would be from Proxmire, because he was in the oil business.
Yeah.
So it always our interest, and I think it's worthwhile to have somebody in there who has business experience. I just want to tell you when Mr. Udall comes down, that I think Kelly's a fine person.
Good.
Second thing is this. This is what's really worried me, why I called you. I'm very anxious to try to have somebody study the question of whether or not the Apollo program shouldn't be the base of all the space work from here on out. The Navy is getting, the Air Force is getting over to this manned orbiting laboratory, starting some new techniques and some new hardware and so forth. And I think the whole post-Apollo program ought to be built on the Apollo technique itself. I've taken the time to work with it and the staff we've got on the Space Committee now. And we've got a lot of material that would indicate that we're going to waste, I think, from $1 billion to $1.5 billion if they don't consolidate these things a little bit better than they're now doing. Should I present that to Kermit Gordon? Should I send it down to you? What should I do with it?
I'll give it to Kermit Gordon.
All right. If you tell Kermit it's coming.
Yeah, I will.
I want him to sit down with DeLuzio. I think he could find out that there's a lot of solid meat in what we've done here. Without trying to disparage these present programs.
Good.
The Apollo work was, I think, very fine. When you start to put a third one on, you now have Gemini and you're going to have Apollo, and you don't need a third one, really. And if we get committed to it, it'll cost us $1 billion before we get away from it.
Right.
If you don't mind, I'll send it.
That'd be excellent.
Because we've really worked on it, and we want to keep working on it, but I don't want to get out in the public, you know.
That's good.
If we start getting out where the public takes a look at it, they can be critical.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't mean that at all.
That's good.
Fine, thank you. I'll do it then. I'll send it to
Mighty proud of you. I told him last night to get you on the phone. That shows great minds run the same channel.
Well, I knew you were going to be talking to the Secretary of Defense today, probably.
Yeah, how's Henrietta?
She's just fine.
Did he give you a big time up in Alaska?
Oh, we had a wonderful time with her. And I guess we catered pretty well, didn't we?
Yeah, 2-1.
Ernest Greening, you know, said that because of the bad way in which you administered the program, you were going to lose it.
Yeah.
Didn't work out that way.
Yeah, no, you did a good job. I had nothing but the finest compliments about that from everybody except Greening, and he never did talk to me.
Well, it's pure urge on his part to be against everybody. He's against McNamara's war, as he calls it. Join Wayne Morris in that silly fight.
Yeah.
And they pay for it in time. I was perfectly wonderful across the country, my gosh. We got rid of some people we wanted to get rid of, too.
Sure did. Old Tony Taylor from your state did a wonderful job. Bird's brother, he went all over this country speaking Spanish.
He's a crackerjack. You know, he never thought of politics in his life. He did a wonderful job. Joe came through with a great majority.
Yeah, that's good. Well, you always keep your state in good shape, so you do that.
All right.
Thank you, Clint. Let me know if there's anything I can do.
Well, I want to know what to do with this material.
Well, you send it to Kermit Gordon. He's working on it right now, and I think I count on you, one of my most valuable men now.
I'll do the best I can.
Bye, boy.
Thank you.